Glory to Jesus Christ. This week we are going to start the Philip fast. It means this preparation, spiritual preparation for Feast of Nativity of our Lord. We are called to make this preparation because without that we'll be not able in our heart to meet God. And for sure, we take it seriously, and for sure, we try each year to do something to as a preparation. Many times we give up food, we give up our favorite drinks like coffee. We try to do good things. We try many things, but in the end we end with this feeling that, well, is this that? There is some kind of disappointment because we feel during this nativity feast that still there is like shallow feeling in our hearts that it should be something deeper, and we don't have this. But we have to realize that all those things which fast offers us are tools which are supposed to bring us somewhere. But if we concentrate our intention only on the tools, we can stay with tools and we are not reached inside and our heart is not transformed. So what we can bring to these days of preparation which would bring us closer to God? And this was really, this is a very serious question. We should think about this. And if we look to writings of Holy Fathers and we listen to their teaching, we can find one very good advice what we are supposed to do. And I will mention only St. Basil the Great, what he said. He said, you cannot encounter God if silence is missing in your life. And others, they say the same way, that without silence, it's impossible to touch God. Without silence, it's impossible to bring to closeness of God. And this is something what we have to realize, that well, this is good advice which we many times ignore or we don't put to our life. And it is very important advice. Because there is silence, you know, which is exterior and interior. This exterior, this silence which causes that we turn off noise from our life, we turn off TV or media, or we stop to have these idle talks, we pay attention to what we are saying, we try to be quiet. But still, this is just the first step. But there is another step which is more difficult, to be quiet inside, to have this interior silence, when we really find these moments where we are silent in front of God, when we don't dictate Him what He's supposed to do in our lives, when we don't tell Him that what we wish and how things should be. This inner silence when we turn off our thoughts about everything. Just imagine when we are praying, how many other thoughts are in our mind which are not connected with God. And we should put those to silence and to stand in front of God in silence. And this silence causes that some kind of like a crack in our soul, in our heart is created, through which God can enter and touch our heart. Saint Isaac the Syrian says that if we are filled with this world, we are not able to receive this divine knowledge, this noetic ray of light which comes from above. If we are filled with this world, and I would say in this our meditation today, if we are filled with noise, we cannot hear a voice which comes from above, and God wants to talk to us. And this His talking to us in silence causes that we start to see correctly. So I would like to invite you to maybe to try this practice, this fast, Philip fast, to really calm down, to really bring silence, well, at first exterior silence, to our lives, and to try to enter to interior silence too, but it's very difficult and needs a lot of practice. But we can try. And we will have experience of encountering God in our life. How we will know that it happened in our life? How we will know that God touched us? In France, there is very popular now, oh, it's been for a while, that these almost empty monasteries, they offer their buildings and rooms for people. They offer them that they can come and to spend a week in silence. They get room, they get food, they meet nobody, those people. They don't interact with these monks. They are just alone in silence. It's very popular now. And one of those people who use this offer shared his experience after he finished this 1 week. He said, when I return back home, I realize that I lost taste for things of this world. Somehow, he said, things I liked, I saw in different light. And I saw there was not so important as I thought before. I lost taste for many things. And this is this touch, the result of this encounter with God through silence. When we start to see life differently, in correct light, we will start to see what is important, what is not important. We will see our actions, if they are clean or marked by our egoism. If I just want to touch this gospel we heard, we saw that three people who went around this poor man, two missed him, third help. Why this third help? Because he had compassion. Because he could see clearly what is important, what is necessary to do, what is good to do. And many times we are going through this world, and many times we are in the life of the church, we are doing many things which are not connected with religion. just because we don't see clearly what is important. So usually we use this time from several years we're using that we are praying something special together as a prayer group. It was for directed to for families, you know, for blessing for families. But let's this year, let's try to, instead of prayer, well, you can pray something, but as a practice, let's start to practice this silence, to enter into silence with desire to be touched by God, to this with desire to hear God. Maybe we are able to see clear and better what is important for our life, for our salvation, and for life and salvation of all those around us. Amen.